the name of Jesus, I speak.
奉主耶稣圣名在这里分享。
Today, I'd like to continue to study the book of Jeremiah.
今天我们继续查考尼希米书第三章。
As I mentioned, the book of Jeremiah, first we focus chapter 1 to chapter 25.
我以前提说过尼希米书从我们先开始从第一到二十四章，专注的查考。
So actually start from the chapter 2, there were 12 messages from 2 to 25.
从第二章到二十五章有十二个不同的信许。
And most of them are focused on the judgment of God upon to the kingdom of Judah.
大多数的这个信息都是神的审判对犹大国。
Because this time already Northern Kingdom was destroyed.
因为那时北国已经被毁了。
And so these are the 12 messages, 12 series God talked to the Israel.
所以这之后有十二个信息是给剩下来的以色列人民。
And last time we talked about the Jeremiah chapter 2.
上一次我们查考了尼希米书第二章。
This is the first messages and the word of God came upon the Jeremiah to prophesy.
这是第一次神借耶利米说预言。
Actually, the main messages is Jeremiah chapter 2 verse 13 mentioned about theGod mentioned that my people have committed two evils.
这第二章主要讲的信息就是第十三节，因为神的百姓做了两件恶事。
The one is they have forsaken me.
第一是他们离弃了神。
So which means that they turn away from God's trust in God.
就表示他们不再信靠神了。
And then the second one is to hew for themselves a cistern.
那第二件恶事就是他们为自己摇出了池子。
So God pointed out what they're seeking for. What they built is actually broken cistern.
神指告他们所自己做的池子是破裂的。
So God mentioned about he as a fountain of living water.
神指自己是一个是一个活水。
So living water is you don't have to you don't have to holding a water from the rain.
活水的意思就是你不需要用一个器皿来存留。
As you know, the rain the water coming down to the containers, it's hard to drink it.
我们知道雨下来用这个器皿接着的话，这个水。要喝是不是那么方便的
？All the other substance would, you know, for the air, and then cloud it end up to be dropped to the ground. So, this water from the rain, it's not considered drinkable.
这个器皿呢，在下雨的时候所接的这个雨水会掺了很多其他的污秽的东西，所以是不能直接喝的。
But living water is drinkable.
但是喝活水呢是马上能喝的。
Because we know that the water it goes down to the ground, and then filtering all the step by step, and end up to go, and then the water coming out through the well. So this water is drinkable, very clean water and pure water.
因为这个活水水泉是从下的雨经过很多层的过滤之后存下来再出来的这个水是。是清洁的干净的。
But cistern is what man-made container.
但池子呢是人自己造出来的。
So this container it's kind of the digging the ground. So let the rain come down and water goes into ditch and then the water coming down and they use this water for purpose.
所以存水的池子呢，他们要在地下挖一个大坑，然后准备好让这个雨水能够存留在这里面。
So living water quality and then the water in the cistern is very different.
所以 活水它的品质跟这个池子里面的水是差很多的。
But what they made their cistern is a, even God mentioned a broken cistern.
他们所造的池子呢，甚至是破裂的。
Even this dirty water cannot hold it.
连这个肮脏的水都不能保留住。
So that they can hold no water.
所以这个池子不能存留任何水。
So they talk about the Israel, the certain kingdom, they're trying to rely on the foreign power instead of God.
所以在南部国家，他们是依靠外国来保护他们。
Yeah, just like at that time, it's just like you know, before they talk about Assyria and also the Egypt.
以前他们提到是亚述人还有埃及人他们去依靠他们
So God talked to them Why are you so foolish yourself?
神指责他们为什么你们这么愚昧
You better be wise to trust me
你们应当有智慧来信靠我
So actually because of that You may be shame to be other country Other people too
因为你们这样子做所以就在他们面前反而羞愧
Actually, the Jeremiah chapter 3 from verse 1 to 5 is the last portion of the first messages.
所以耶利米书第三章第一到第五节是继续的二章的信息。
So first we read and then we can finish up this chapter 3 verse 1 to 5 as a connection of the chapter 2, the last portion.
我们先念一下这样子就可以结束上一章所讲的信息。
Can we read Chinese?
耶利米书第三章第一节 verse 1有话说人若休妻妻离他而去做了别人的妻前夫岂能再收他回来那地岂不是大大污秽了吗但你和许多亲爱的行邪淫还可以归回我吗这是耶和华说的 verse 2你向近光的高处举目观看你在何处没有行淫呢你坐在道旁等候好像亚拉波人在旷野埋伏一样并且你的淫行邪恶沾污了全地 verse 3因此甘霖停止春雨不降你还有娼妓之险不顾羞耻 verse 4从今以后你岂不向我呼叫说我父啊我是你是我年幼的恩主 verse 5耶和华岂永远怀怒存留到底吗看哪你又发恶言又行坏事随自己的私意而行
Yeah, thank you Chapter 3 verse 1 talk about you know, because as a husband there is one wife
在第三章第一节讲到一个人他有一位妻子
But this wife walk away from the husbandto be other people's wife.
那这个妻子她离开了前夫去跟另外一个人结婚。
Later, this woman coming back to the original husband.
那这个前妻她又回来跟这个丈夫在一起。
So how is it possible the husband can accept the one outside of you know, being as a wife?And then coming back to the husband to be the wife.
所以在这里在问，这已经又再嫁给别人的妻子，怎么能再回来前夫呢
？So God talk about it is impossible things.
所以其实在讲说这个是不可能的事情。
Now, according to the book of Deuteronomy, it is strictly prohibited in the even among the Israelites in their life society.
其实在生命记的时候神已经跟他们定好以色列人民不能这样做
God considered this is a very serious sin actually so do not let Israel to commit this sin
神认为这是一个很邪恶的一个罪他不愿意他的人民犯这种罪恶
so God talk about the bring up this image
所以神借用这一个比喻
so since what you have done it how can IHow can I accept you?
你们就如同这个妻子做的事情，我怎么能再接受你们呢
？So another way is there is a following is the judgment is following up, not the forgiving you, actually judgment is coming after you.
所以这个意思就是，其实有审判在等着啊，你在等着你们，不是啊，是没有办法再转回的。
So God talked to Israel that your sin is committed is serious enough, I cannot accept it.
神要告诉以色列人民说，你们所犯的罪恶是邪恶到我是应该不能再让你们回来的。
Chapter 3, verse 2 is what their actions, which is what they have done it, how they commit sin against God.
在第二节就描述他们所犯什么样的罪恶。
And people, you know, they stay along the street.
他们在路道旁边等候。
It seems like the same like, you know, the Arabians, they're waiting, hiding along the, you know, the outside of the wilderness.
就好像亚拉伯人他们在旷野埋伏一样。
And people make a journey to cross, and then these Arabians and suddenly come approach and killing them, take over all their belongings.
他们会等过路的人，他们埋伏在那里等过路的人过来的时候来攻击他们。
So Arabian has a this kind of attitude.
这是阿拉伯人他们以前有做过的
事情。Even do you know the story about the Arabian story that once that they collect a lot of precious things and they put it in the, you know, their hidden cave, put it in.
这个我们故事我们都有听说过，阿拉伯人他们抢劫了别人的东西的时候会把这些宝藏再埋到山洞里面。
Because Arabian is very tough and they don't belong to any country. They are very hostile people.
因为阿拉伯人他们是属于游民族，所以他们个性是很凶猛的。
So they actually surviving by the stealing other people and the selling and get the money, and that's how they survived pretty much.
那他们生存的方式就是来抢劫别人，然后再卖他们抢劫的东西。
They are very cunning and they're very hostile.
他们是属于一种非常凶猛而且很奸诈的一种人。
So actually, God brought up to the pointed out the Israel.That's you, you know, which means.
神就借这个比喻说，你们就如同这亚拉伯人一样。
Because your heart is focused on the committing sin.
因为你们的心就是专注要犯罪。
So in a sense, now that during the time of Jesus.
就在耶稣的时代时候。
End time is like during the time of, it's like, remember the time of Sodom and Gomorrah. End time.
耶稣说。末日的时候就跟索多玛。
End time is just like during the time of Noah.
末日的时候就跟挪亚的时候时代一样。
People's mind is focused on their own interests, so their own selfish way of lifestyle.
人民的想法就是只想到自己，非常自私。
But don't think that in this message it seems like, you know.Israelites, they are hostile to committing sins, so we are not one of them, you know, we can say, yeah.
我们不能想说，哦，以色列人民他们是这么的野蛮，我们跟他一点都不一样。
But actually, Jesus warning to us.
其实耶稣以前也有警告我们。
On the last day, you can be one of them like that.
在末日的时候，任何人就会变成，都会变成这样子。
So, you know, his disciple asked, what will happen on the last day?
因为耶稣的门徒问，在末日的时候会如何呢？
And then Jesus mentioned that the time, and then mentioned about it.
耶稣说那个时代。
And let's look at Luke chapter 17.
我们看一下路加福音十七章。
Chapter 17.
路加福音十七章。
Verse 26. Chapter 17, verse 26 says, "Just as it happened in the days of Noah, so it shall be also in the days of the sons of man."
26节说，挪亚的日子怎样，人子的日子也要怎样。
What during the time of Noah? What their evil, you know, they committed?
那在挪亚时代，人们犯了什么样的罪恶呢？
They never acknowledged God.
因为他们没有没有认神。
Their life focus is for seeking for material life.
他们在追求就是属于物质的生活。
Life focus on their flesh, you know, entertainment and they're like a pleasure in their life.
他们在过享乐的日子，只是想要满足肉体。
And verse 20, Jesus mentioned that it was the same happening in the days of Lot.
二十八节也说，又像又好像罗德的日子一样。
At that time, the people's idea, they're seeking for their interest is seeking for their pleasure in their life.
因为那时的人，他们也是在追求肉体的满足。
So verse 30.
30节
It will be just as the same on the day that the Son of Man is revealed.
人子显现的日子也要这样。
So when we look at the Jeremiah chapter 3, you know, this what God talked to the, at that time, this is, you know, we can say 2,600 years ago.
在耶利米写这书的时候，差不多2600年前,
Don't think that this one is far, far distance from us.
我们不应当想这是离我们非常遥远的事情。
What the Israelites committing sin is just like same like nowadays people same thing.
因为以色列人他们所犯的罪就如同今日一样。
Yeah, we know the Romans chapter 1 mentioned that people knowing that there is a God, but no one, I mean, not that many people really glorify the God.
就像在罗马书第一章这里说。人们虽然知道有神，但他们却不容给神荣耀。
They don't want to put God in their heart.
他们不愿把神放在他们心头。
So actually, Romans chapter 1 verse 20 is it just as they did not see fit to acknowledge God any longer.
在二十节说，虽然他们明明知道有神，但是他们却却不愿意。
Verse 28.
Mm. Oh.
Chapter
128.
And also the verse 21 says, For even though they knew God, they did not honor him as God.
也是，还有21节，因为他们虽然知道有神，却不当做神荣耀他。
So during the time of Jeremiah here, at this time, people, they knew God actually.
所以在耶利米时代也是人知道有神。
But they did not want to glorify God.
但他们不愿意荣耀神。
So that their life were in the flesh.
所以他们过一个属于肉体物质的生活。
That's how they ruined the promised land.
他们就污秽了这个应许之地。
So the chapter 3 verse 2 the last portion mentioned that you have a polluted a land.Polluted the promised land.
所以在这里神说你就把这个全地都沾污了。
2,000 years ago when Jesus came,
在2000年前耶
稣来了。 At that time, there's a big temple.
当时有一个大的神殿。
But all the religious leaders, they defiled the temple at that time.
但是那时的宗教领袖却把这个圣殿给沾污了。
Remember, Jesus cleansed the temple.
记得我们记得耶稣他清洁这个圣殿。
But religious leader doesn't like what he's doing it in the temple actually.
但是这些宗教领袖却不喜欢耶稣所做的事情。
We know the chapter 3 verse 3. Go back to Jeremiah 3 verse 3.
我们看回耶利米书第三章第三节。
And chapter 3 verse 3 says, Therefore the showers has been withheld.
在这里说甘霖停止了。
And there has been no spring rain.
春雨也不降。
So which means that there is no rain, which is the sign of God's grace stop coming down.
没有下雨表示神的恩典就停止。
This is the, well, we can say the sign that in the church, if the rain is stopped from above, that means it is a sign of God's grace kind of stopping.
这个就表示一个教会要是不再看不见神的恩典的时候，表示神的恩典就在从此停止。
In Israel, there's a two times a period of time that the rain is very crucial for the agriculture.
在那个时代，对他们农业来说，一年有两个下雨的时间很重要。
They need early rain at about October.
他们需要早。第一次的早雨就是十月的时候。
After final harvest, they have need first rain and they put all the seed upon to the field.
因为在他们收成之后，他们需要下一场雨，他们才能够准备这个土地。
And then they need a later rain. It's about March and April.
那后雨却是在三四月的时候。
So the final gathering from the field.
那个时候他们就可以收成，准备收成。
But the rain is stopped.
但是却不再下雨了。
Remember during the time of Elisha, the because of the sin, the Ahab and the Jezebel, you know, the Israel, they commit sin against God.
记得在以利亚的时代。因为阿哈王的罪恶，所以。
So he claimed the 3.5 years of drought.
所以
神。From now on, there's no rain.
借着以利亚说，三年半我不再降雨。
So think about 3.5 years of no rain means there's nothing in the field.
我们想一想看，三年半没有雨的话，表示。
But at the time, the people still commit sin.
满地都没有收成，但是人却继续的犯罪。
When Elijah went up to the Mount Carmel with the false prophets Baal and Asherah,
当以利亚到山上，那时候有这么多拜假先知的这些祭师。
And Elijah built an altar.
以利亚他建了一个坛。
That's not a high place. That's an altar.
他建了一个坛，不是在高地。
He repaired the altar.
他把原来的坛却，把它修毁。
He prayed to God. By once, the fire coming from heaven, and came down and grabbed, eating up all the waters, all the objects of the altar.
他只需要祷告一次，那。火就从天上降下，连这个坛子旁边沟里面的水都给烧掉了。
That's a sign of God's blessing.
这就是一个记号，让可以看到神的祝福。
Elijah have a confidence God's grace will coming back.
以利亚他就有信心，知道神的恩典再回来。
And then he already heard the sound of rain.
他自己说听到了下雨的声音。
So he already talked to his people, go and then tell the kings, rain is coming.
他就跟他手下讲说，跟王讲雨要来了。
So God's grace coming back.
表示神的恩典将再
回复。Nowadays is different than like, you know, 20, 30 years ago and 30, 40 years ago.
我们现今跟二三十年前比较是差很多。
And we have to be awake.
我们一定要警醒。
Once we experience of the stop coming of rain,
要是我们看到教会的雨停了，
then it turned out very sad.
那就是一个非常悲哀的事情。
And we understand the God's work to be done, not man's power or the money.
我们知道神的工不是借钱或者是人的力量。
God's work to be done by the power of the Holy Spirit.
神的工只能靠神的灵。
So sometimes if we don't see the spirit of God's work, then we easily rely on the man's ability and also financial, you know, the power.
有的时候我们因为看不见神灵的工作，我们就借用自己的能力，还有用
金钱。We trying to focus on the quantity instead of the quality. Then
我们就开始注意量，而不再注意品质。
So the mention about the therefore the shower had been withheld.
第三节说甘霖停止了。
And we have to pray to God. Those who are awake already.We have to pray to God for the church and pray for the revival.
那些
church to revive.
那些警醒的人就应当努力的为教会的复兴要祷告。
Remember that there is a time comes, and then time come of the drought. Remember.
记得当是有一段时间就是干旱旱灾的时候。
This drought is not because of the not you know other things, because of the lack of word of God.
那旱灾并不是因为缺乏食物，而是因为缺乏神的话语。
Now listen to Amos chapter 8.
我们看亚摩书。
Amos chapter 8 verse 11.
第八章十一节。
Amos chapter 8 verse 11.
亚摩书第八章十一节。
Chapter 8, verse 11 to 13. Chapter 8, Amos chapter 8, verse 11 to 13.
8节11到13节
The behold, they are coming, declare the Lord God. Amos 8, verse 11.
亚摩斯书第八章11到13节
When I will send a famine on the land, not a famine for bread or the thirst for the water, but the rather for hearing the word of the Lord. Verse 12. And people will stagger from the sea to sea and from the north even to the east. They will go and fall to seek the word of the Lord, but they will not find it. Verse 13.
13节.
In that day, the beautiful virgins and the young men will faint from thirst. And you mentioned about this coming, what will happen that in the future, so it prophesies.
这是一个预言。 以后会发生的事情
Mention about the drought, spiritual drought.
在这里讲属灵的饥荒
Once the spiritual drought come,
当这个属灵饥荒来临的时候
The word of God getting weaker.
神的话就开始非常弱
Then it's kind of, we have to think about once the drought come, we have to pray hard.
当我们要 努力想一下, 当这个饥荒来的时候, 我们一定要非常努力祷告。
Sometimes, you know, the one that preaching is getting weaker.
当我们讲台的力量开始弱了。
When we listen, then the heart is not moved.
因为在下听者,
we're losing the momentum of our motivation, of the not enough inspired enough to draw near to God.
我们的心就没有被鼓舞。 鼓舞着能够来亲回神
Then we have to think about this is a spiritual drought
我们就要开始警醒 这是一个属灵的饥荒了
Then those who awake have to seriously pray
那些警醒的人 一定要认真的祷告
So it's important that God's grace is not enough then we have to ask for the God's grace
当我们看到神的恩典不够的时候 我们一定要求神多降一些恩典
But we understand the time that you know the book of Revelation
我们要明白 启示录的时候
But we understand at that time actually life-wise getting life style or you know as a material wise there's such a blessing a blissful life
在那时代 其实物质上的 生活是非常舒适的
But at that time, so what is a major force which is attacking the church at that time?
那时候,
in seven churches, Book of Revelation.
在启示录的七个教会, 他们所被攻击的力量是什么呢?
One is a sexual morality.
第一,有一个是, 是情欲的,
Second is a spiritual adultery, which is you know, the idol worship.
第二就是属灵的 奸淫就是拜偶像
So they're losing Also they're losing the genuine love
还有 失去了初爱
So it is kind of a three force to attacking the church
这三种力量来攻击教会
Then we know the angel of the Lord You know to rebuke the church in Laodicea Because there's a lukewarm faith
神的天使 骂这个教会因为他们是 温暖的
Lukewarm means because they do not motivate by the word of it There's no inspiration
老底家教会会变成温不冷不热表示因为他们没有这个热心了
Eventually spiritual eyes is closed
因为他们的灵眼已经关闭了
And all the nerve All the spiritual nerve is no longer to feel it
他们属灵的感觉就没有了
So their focus and eyes to the world Not to the focus to God
所以他们的眼睛就开始看世界而不看到神了
So actually the Revelation chapter 3 verse 14 The angel of the Lord To rebuke this church Very harshly actually
所以神的天使来骂 来骂老弟家教会是非常严厉的
If you look warm like this
你要是不冷不热的话
I will spit you out
我要从我嘴巴给你吐出去
So you have to repent
你一定要马上悔改
You have to awake your mind soul So you have to come back to me
你一定要警醒然后归回我
Remember actually you are very naked
你知道你自己是赤裸的吗?
Actually you are very weak
你知道你是非常软弱的吗?
You have to see, you have to feel it
你一定要看到看清楚自己。
So the book of Revelation chapter 3, the last portion to the Laodicea, harshly rebuked the church.
在启示录第三章这里最后一段非常严厉的在骂老底家教会。
Because they withdraw from God their life.
因为他们从神那里。
So the word of God do not inspire them anymore.
所以神的话语就不再启发他们。
So coming to church has become like a habitual.
他们来教会变成一个习惯事而已。
You know, people think that because once we have noticed that if we are the faith is getting weaker,
我们发现当我们信心软弱的时候
doesn't mean that we don't have any faith.
不管有没有信心
we know there's a God.
我们当然知道有一个神
So one side of the faith, I want to step into the church.
我们一只脚要站着船
I know there is a judgment.
因为我怕神的审判
I don't want to face the judgment.
我不要受审判
But at the same time, listening to the word of God, it's not a big deal.
在同时间听神的话好像没有什么了不起的
making money or something in interest in this world more attract my heart
去赚钱或者是其他的这世上的东西 更有意思
one side I want to be called like a Christian but at the same time my interest is outside
我虽然喜欢被称为一个基督徒但是我的心却却喜爱这世上的东西
actually Jeremiah chapter 3 later Jesus mentioned thatI mean, God talked to them.
耶利米书第三章，神跟他们。
If you want to return to me, return with a full of your truthful heart.
你们要归回的话，应该要全心的归回我。
Don't just by lips you come to me say you I'm repent, you know that I can come to. Don't say that. If that way, don't come back.
你们不要只是嘴头上说哦，我想要回来，我爱你，但是你们却没有做到。
You know, Jesus one time he pointed out to the you know people in the land of Judea their problem of faith.
耶稣有一次就指那个当时犹太人的问题。
Now let's look at the Mark chapter 7.
我们看一下马可福音第七章。
Mark chapter 7.
马可福音第七章。
7 verse 6 and 7.
Mark 福音第七章第六第七节。
Mark chapter 7 verse 6 and 7.
Mark 福音第七章第六第七节。
And he said to them, Rightly did the Isaiah prophesy of your hypocrisy, as is written, these people honor me with their lips, but their heart is far away from me. But in vain do they worship me, teaching as a doctrine the precepts of man.Jesus talked about their problem at that time.
耶稣指出当时人们的问题。
And in verse 8, Jesus mentioned that neglecting the commandment of God, you hold to the tradition of man.
第八节，耶稣指责他们，你们离弃神的诫命，却遵守人的遗传。
Because Mark chapter 7, read from the verse 1, actually Pharisees, they're very legalistic person.
从第七章马可福音第七章开始就讲法利赛人他们是非常喜欢守诫命的人
You have to eat and you have to wash your hands
你们要吃东西的时候他们一定要洗手
you need to have clean hands
他们手要非常干净
So the way their attitude is they really follow the tradition they have it
他们的态度是要非常坚守他们的遗传
So what they're doing is socially accepted what their actions
他们想要做的事情都是人在社会上能够接受的。
They also, they, you know, Saturday, they keep the Sabbath. You know that, right?
我们知道他们是非常非常喜爱守安息日的。
They also fasting two times.
他们一个礼拜也禁食两次。
They offer the tithe.
他们一定守奉十捐。
Don't you think that the Pharisees, you know, they're alive? Don't think that they're like they don't do anything, you know?
我们不应当想法利赛人他们什么都不做
there is a religious ritual action within their life
在他们生活中有很多这个宗教的这些规条他们做得很好
Jesus mentioned that is enough that is the surface of their faith they're doing it
他们在表面上都做到了
but their heart is from a far distance
耶稣说但他们的心其实离神很远
Actually Jeremiah chapter 3 At that time the Israelites that was their attitude
所以在耶利米书这里，那时候他们人民也同样的。
They by lips, yet their heart is far.
他们也是口头上，说说而已，但心却远远离神。
If you go back to Jeremiah chapter 3 verse 10,
耶利米书第三章第十节。
Jeremiah chapter 3 verse 10.
第十节。
And yet, in spite of all this, her treacherous sister Judah did not return to me with all her heart, but rather in deceptions, declared the Lord. Because heart is not there.
第十节讲到他们的心不在。
So which is so the verse, if you look at verse 7.
我们看一下第七节。
I thought after she has done all these things, she will return to me.But she did not return, and a treacherous sister Judah, the saw it.
第七节说，他行这些事以后，我说他必归回我，他却不归回我。他奸诈的妹妹犹大也看见了。
Actually, for the kingdom of Judah, God actually saved them. The northern kingdom actually, if you look at the verse 8.
我们看一下第八节的。
God mentioned that I had to send her away and give her a written, the right of divorce, which means I just divorce you with you.
所以这讲被盗的以色列行言，所以我这个缘故给他休书休了他，就说给你离开我。
Give a paper to divorce means I sentence it no longer to be mine.
给他们修书去修这个太太，表示说你离开我，我不要你了。
That means that the judgment upon you.
表示神的审判已经降在你身上。
That's how the northern kingdom they're facing the judgment of God.
所以北国就是这样子面临到神的审判。
I save you, the kingdom of Judah.
但是神对这个犹大国说，我留了你。
You have witnessed the northern kingdom. I wrote the divorce paper.You see it, yet still you commit sin the same like them, actually more than what they have done it.
你们明明看见北国所做的事情，我是如何带他们，给他们这个把它修掉这个离婚的书，你们却做的比你姐姐做的更坏的事情。
So the verse 6 mentioned about that.
第六节有讲到。
You commit sin what in the high hills and under the evergreen trees.
你在高山还有各青翠树下行营。
You know the Baal is the fertile god of the Canaan.
我们知道巴利这个神是是一个神，他们借着树。
The native idols, which means
是当地人的一个偶像。
Israelites that they focus on their life is seeking for idol of fertile, which is for prospering of their life.
但以色列人却学这个当地人去拜这个偶像，这个偶像的象征就是让你很发达。
Instead of the seeking God, they seeking the idol in their life.
他们没有去追求神，去追求拜这个偶像。
So、God mentioned that that's why my grace to be stop upon you.
所以神告诉他们，所以我的恩典就停止了。
That's why there's no rain coming down.
所以就不再降雨了。
But still, you don't even recognize it.
但是你却不明白为什么这样子。
Still, you're shameful. Without shame, you still commit sin, which means.
你们还是继续的行这些羞耻的事情。
Okay, so, though here, I think it's no more time. So, chapter 3, verse 1 to 5, verse 5 as a message end of the first one, but actually connections anyway.
所以第三章第一到第五节是继续第二章的这个信息。
So what the Israelites, it's not they didn't know God, actually they knew God.
所以其实以色列人并不是因为他们不认识神，他们是已经认识神的。
But yet at the same time, their life is split to the world and the idol too.
但在同时间，他们一方面想要拜神，一方面也要拜。这个偶像。
So the God's message is you have to stop it.
所以神的信息告诉他们说，你们要停止，不再这样做了。
Yeah, it's don't think that God is a God of mercy.
不要一直想神是有慈悲的。
If you look at the chapter 3 verse 4,
我们看第三章第四节。
Have you not just now called to me, my father, thou art the friends of my youth? And verse 5,
第五节。
Will he be angry forever? Will he be indignant to the ends? Behold, you have spoken and have done evil things and you have had your way. So we just got to talk about it. Don't think that it,Don't abuse God's grace, actually.
所以神这个意思就是说，你们不要借用神的恩典。
And once your heart is evil things to do,
在同时间随自己的私意而行。
That you have to truthfully coming back to me. That's what I'm seeking for from you.
你们一定要真心的归回我。
So next Friday now we can continue verse 6 on this.Message is finish up to here, yeah, chapter 3.
我们下一个星期五再继续的结束第三章。
Do you have any question about this part?
请问有任何问题吗？
I hope because you can read the book of Jeremiah chapter these second messages.
希望大家有空能够把这第二个信息念一下。
You know, so we chapter 3 verse 6 to all the way chapter 6 verse 30.
是从耶利米书的第三章第六节一直到第六章。
Chapter 6 verse 30.
第六章。
So、chapter 6.
第六章的三十节。
So that's actually one message.
这整一段其实是一个信息。
Then once you can see the whole message from chapter 3 verse 6 all the way chapter 6 verse 30.
你要是从耶利米书第三章第六节一直念到第六节的最后一节。第六章的最后一节。
But within this message, you can feel the what God's message out of there.
你就可以看出神对他的人民有一个信息。
So the next Friday now we can go on to Jeremiah chapter 3 verse from 6.
我们下一个礼拜就继续的查考耶利米书第三章第六节开始。
I hope it helps the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah is a prophecy.
我希望这个查考能够帮助大家，因为这是一个预言。
Once you detail, we continue to study.
我们要是能够仔细的查考的话
，we can find a lot of substance. We can truly understand what God truly wanted.
我们可以真的看到神对我们的。有所要求。
We can understand God's nature.
我们也可以看到神性。
So it helping us understand the true God and how we can apply in our life also.
我们能够同时明白神的他的意思，然后怎么样运用在我们的生活上。
We know God is love.
我们知道神是爱。
But His love practiced within His righteousness.
但他的神的爱是在他的公义中执行的。
Many Christians misunderstand God is love. God is love. They misunderstand.
有些基督徒他们有错误的想法，只想到神是爱。
The misunderstanding is God's righteousness.
他们对神的公义不是很明白。
So the human kind way of understanding God's love.
他们以人的方法来想神的爱。
But we have to go back to God.And go back to the word of God.
我们一定要回到神那里，还有神的话语。
So that we can draw near to God, and we can also knowing God more.
我们可以真正的靠近神，然后更了解神。
Truly, we can benefit to our faith then.
这样子才能够对我们的信仰有帮助。
Finish this. We can sing him.
我们唱诗。
307.
307首。
We are in the 21st century, you know, the wonderful century we live now.
我们现在活在二十一世纪，是一个非常好的一个时代。
I talk to my wife that we live actually most comfortable, most best actually provided in a century we live now.
我跟我妻子有曾经最近讲到，我们其实是过在一个最舒服、最好的一个时代。
But yet, what is our faith?、Yeah.
但是我们的信仰是什么
？I remember 9/11. Remember the year 9/11.
我还记得911事件的时候。
I was in Tampa, Florida church.
我们在Tampa 教会的时候。
It was a shocking.
那时候是一个很大的惊
骇。Saturday, most of church members came to church.
那一个安息日，所有的几乎所有的信徒都来了。
At that time, not only church, but all the other places, they, all the city, they gathered together, repented. I remember at that time, there's a phenomenon at that time.
我记得那时候不但是真耶稣教会，所有的会堂几乎都塞满了人，大家都来悔改。
I remember the first time when I helped the Bolden Park Church.
我还记得第一次我帮助伯恩教会的时候。
There was a, that was a year 1990, 2000.
那是2000年的时代时候。
Many members came the Friday night.
很多人都来参加星期五的聚会。
Of course, there's a lot of excuse. I know that.
我知道有很多的原因。
But nowadays, I can tell many the more and more church, you know, the coming to the weekday or Friday night, coming to church is less and less numbers.
渐渐的，我发现，周日。晚上聚会是越来越少。
There's a, of course, there's excuse. Then I, once I step out here, then I understand them. But when I'm here, I cannot understand.
当我离开这个时候、这个地方的话，我明白他们的借口。但是我站在这里的时候，我是不明白。
We need to pray for the church and all the brothers and sisters.
我们要一定要为教会每一位弟兄姐妹祷告。
We have to wake our soul and our spirit.
我们的灵和魂一定要非常警醒。
We do not know when is the second coming, actually.
我们真的不知道主什么时候再来。
People think that this kind of technology and this kind of lifestyle continue. People think that.
有很多人认为这种科技的发达，这种生活舒适是一直下去，一直延续。
That's a misunderstanding.
这是一个错误的想法。
So let us pray for our church, our all the brothers and sisters, for our church to be awake.
让我们为每一位弟兄姐妹祷告，让我们大家都能够警醒。
So God can help us.
这样神能够帮助我们。
Yeah. So let's all kneel down, pray together.
我们一同跪下来祈求。
Pray for 10 minutes.
祷告10分钟。